I'm Professor Eva Kimby from Stockholm, Sweden, and from the Karolinska University Hospital, and I've been involved in the meetings on hematological malignancies since now 10 years together with Professor Bertrand Coiffier. We have organized the meetings, and it's mainly educational meetings for doctors in hematology and oncology. And we find out that it's more and more important to have more pathology in the meeting. And this year we invited Dr. Elias Campo. He's a professor from the University Clinic in Barcelona, and he's really an expert in the field. So we now, after the meeting, wanted him to give us his view on the meeting. So I'm very happy that Professor Elias Campo will be with us and you will hear his views on the meeting.
Many thanks, Eva, for first for this kind introduction and also for the invitation to this meeting. I think from a pathology point of view, the meeting has been very interesting on several aspects. I think that we have seen this couple of days, very comprehensive state of the art in a comprehensive way of different lymphoid malignancies, from multiple myeloma to peripheral T-cell lymphoma, Hodgkin lymphoma, going through CLL, mantle cell, diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, follicular. And I think in a few days we have reviewed most of the new therapeutic approaches, management, not only therapy, global management of the patients in these different entities. With very recent published data, but also some preliminary data that is not still published, what I think keeps the attendance very up to the to date on the information and the studies that are going on. I think another aspect that I like very much, although I must admit was a little bit challenge for me, was to, in addition to the more formal presentations, to look for cases, real practical cases that we have to embed in our presentation. And this combination of a real cases, so clinical problems, at the beginning of the talks that the attendants try to answer the questions and see how these questions were modified after the lectures in a positive way, I think was both interesting in two different aspects. One, emphasizing that the information that we all were giving had this practical approach. And on the other hand, to see that that was useful. It's very rewarding, I think, for both the speakers and also for the attendance, I hope. Also, it was very interesting to see the questions. The questions were many questions addressing important topics, what I think enriches the discussion and indicates that this is not only one-way discourse, but is an interactive dialogue between the speakers and the attendants. Dialogue and questions that not ended up in the formal sessions, they also continue in the breaks and after the sessions, what I think is very important, indicating the interest on both sides. So that will be my summary in terms of the format and logistics of the meeting. If we go to the content, I think it is a good combination of in some of the diseases, not all, but in some of the diseases we have seen important aspects in terms of the biology, the genetics, and the pathology in case of follicular lymphoma, but biology in mantle and in CLL, and how this new basic information is orienting and is giving clues to the practical aspects of diagnosis and therapy of the patients. And this is a moving Target is a moving information that is being updated in some of the subtypes of the entities that we have discussed. But the main content of the meeting has been concentrating in therapies, how we manage the patients. And I think I thought that was also interesting from a pathology point of view, because it made you realize how pathology in a classical way, but also in a new way, it's playing an important role in this and helping clinicians to manage the tremendous heterogeneity of these tumors. In this sense, I have seen that in all the sessions, we have addressed the standard therapies in the current moment, but also how we address new challenges. For instance, how we address a specific treatment in the elderly, different, for instance, in mantle cell and other lymphomas, how age is influencing the way the patients have to be managed, and this is very important. Also, how you address difficult situations like patients that are refractory to the conventional therapy, how you address the treatment of patients that relapse after conventional therapies, and what are the new options that you might have to treat and these patients. And I think it's important how these strategies change a little bit in the different entities. Also, I was quite impressed by the, we always talk about the pathology heterogeneity of many, or molecular heterogeneity of these diseases, but also these diseases present with important and clinical differences that have to take into account in the way you manage the patients. And that, I think, is a challenge now, how we combine the clinical heterogeneity together with the clinical the pathology heterogeneity, the molecular heterogeneity that we see in these patients. And also, it has been very well addressed, several aspects on how the new molecular information that we are gathering from the sequencing technologies, from the gene expression profiling, from new genetics, are having an important impact in the treatments. For instance, it's not already, we cannot say probably just diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. We will start, from a practical point of view, we will need to subclassify these tumors into the molecular subtypes, activated or germinal center origin. This is not anymore an academic question. I think that is something that we will need to be addressed for the new therapies. Also in follicular lymphomas, we are seeing that probably there are more, it's not just one follicular lymphoma. There are different type of tumors that have this morphology, but the patients behave in a different way. So I think this pathology and molecular aspects are merging with the clinical heterogeneity of these patients to give new clues. I think in this sense, we also have a glimpse of the impact that the new wave of technologies based on the next generation sequencing might provide to this management. We have seen, and I think it's a moment in which on one hand we are having these new technologies, new sequencing technologies, at the same time that new drugs targeting specific alterations are rising in the clinical practice. So I think it's a good moment to combine both new drugs and new information from the sequencing technologies. And I think this, we have discussed today in several of the lymphomas, how these mutations might on one hand help us to select the patients, which patients within one entity will need one drug or another. And that's, I think, is the way I envision how these new technologies will be applied in the clinical practice. But also, some discussion arises on the resistance of the tumors to the new drugs. How can we predict the resistance? How can we predict the lack of action of these new drugs? What happened with these tumors treated with the new drugs relapse? They are resistant to this drug, or is just another mechanism? So here is another field where we have discussed today how these new technologies might help to orient these problems. Selecting the patients, I would say, and second, monitoring how the treatment goes with the new therapies. So I think in these few days we have seen a whole perspective of new information discussed in a very friendly, dynamic and interactive atmosphere that I think has definitely be useful for me and for the speakers, but essentially I hope it has been also useful mainly to the attendants.
So we now heard the Professor Elias Campos' view on this very clinical meeting, and he was part of the meeting as the main pathologist, and I think we foresee more and more progress in the field of pathology and the molecular genetics and all the mutations he talked about, and which have a great importance for the treatment. And I foresee for the next meetings that we will invite him and other pathologists also and go even more close to the effect of the different therapies in knowing about this background. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Eva.